The spacemen shoved Ramon. He stumbled out of the room and the door slid shut behind them. They were back in the hallway. In a flash, it hit Ramon why the monstrous figure had looked so familiar. Yes, he looked very different than when Ramon had last seen him, but there was no doubt. It was him. It was Billy Dale Burke. But Billy Dale was dead. He'd been executed a week before Ramon, but then he was supposed to be dead too, which meant that this was to be his fate also. Adrenaline surged through his body. He snapped. All the fear and anger that he had been living with for so long exploded in his brain. One of his captors grabbed him by the arm, trying to move him toward a different room. Ramon shook the captor off and came back hard with his elbow, hitting the guard in the stomach and emptying him of breath. Before the others could react, Ramon was on him. He knocked the guard against the wall and hit his head with his fists. Fast, hard shots. The first hit cracked the plastic of the visor in his helmet. The second shot knocked the headgear halfway off his head, exposing the guard to the dangerous air. As the guard fell to the floor, Ramon pivoted toward the others. They had been slow to react. They weren't expecting the viciousness of the attack and seemed stunned and frightened. "Grab him!" the short one shouted. One of the guards tried to grab Ramon from the side, but the spacesuit was too bulky and he was too tentative. Ramon sidestepped him, grabbed onto his suit, and threw him into another guard. They both tumbled to the ground. Ramon stepped forward to attack, hitting and kicking. For the moment, there were only two left on their feet, and Ramon was a whirlwind, fast and brutal. He was fighting for his life, and he was ready to destroy anything in his way. He grabbed the short guard, hit him once on the side of the head, then grabbed for his headgear, trying to yank it off, his head too if need be. The last standing guard quickly stepped behind Ramon, holding the black device in his hand. He swung it over to the small of Ramon's back and pressed the trigger. A spark, an arc of blue electricity jumped from the small device to Ramon, who instantly let go of his hold, straightened up, arched his back, and dropped to the floor. The fallen guards got to their feet and joined their comrades. They looked down at the floor. The last guard lay dazed on the ground. His mask was off and he was breathing in the unfiltered air. Ramon lay next to him, shaking with spasms on the cold cement floor, flopping like a landed trout.